The epistle for the first Sunday of Lent is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Brethren, we do exhort you that you receive not the grace of God in vain, for he saith, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, in the day of salvation have I helped thee. Behold, now is the acceptable time, behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense to any man, that our ministry be not blamed, but in all things let us exhibit ourselves as the ministers of God, and in much patience and tribulation and necessities and distresses and stripes and prisons and seditions and labors and watchings and fastings and chastity and knowledge and longsuffering and sweetness in the Holy Ghost, in charity unfeigned, in the word of truth, in the power of God, by the armor of justice on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastised and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as needy, yet enriching many, as having nothing and possessing all things. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 4. At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward he was hungry. And the tempter coming said to him, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Who answered and said, It is written, Not in bread alone doth man live, but in every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then the devil took him up into the holy city, and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He hath given his angels charge over thee, and in their hand shall they bear thee up, lest perhaps thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil took him up into a very high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said to him, All these will I give thee, if, falling down, thou wilt adore me. Then Jesus said to him, Begone, Satan, for it is written, The Lord thy God shalt thou adore, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Please be seated. My son, when you come to serve God, prepare your soul for temptation. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. This admonition comes to us from Sacred Scripture in Ecclesiasticus 2:1. And so we can say it is an infallible truth that no one is exempt from temptation when they truly want to serve Almighty God. And so in today's Gospel, our Lord himself chose to be subjected to temptation in order to instruct us, to show us how to resist temptation. We see very clearly that our Lord, he was led into the desert by the Spirit to be tempted. So we see that it was the will of God that he suffered these temptations for us. So with that, obviously there's some lessons that we can try to draw from this. I mean, one, we look at our Lord Jesus Christ, and we know that being God, he is sinless. There's no way that he could have sinned. But he gives us the example. And so for us, we know that no one is exempt from temptation, but no one should seek it out or go of his own accord to the place where it may be found. So again, an admonition to us to help us to try to understand. We don't seek out after temptations, nor go to the occasions of sin for them. Because again, Sacred Scripture reminds us, he who loves the danger shall perish in it. And so that's why, as I say, it's very important for us to even recognize with our Lord Jesus Christ that he was led into the desert by the Spirit. And so we see, again, as I say, it was the will of God for him. And so a lesson for us all, you know, to try to look at that and to try to see, we don't go into temptations, we don't seek them out, because ultimately God will allow us, permit us to be tempted as a test for us, as a help for us in the spiritual life, to try to progress in the spiritual life as he gives us different tests at times. And so again, we rely upon the fact of God's grace. If we don't go seeking out after these temptations, well, then God's grace will then help us if God presents that to us, if God permits us to undergo that. And when looking in sacred scripture, we can see two examples, two opposite extremes of this. I mean, one, you look at King David. I mean, King David was anointed by Almighty God to be the king. But yet we see in sacred scripture how King David fell. And one, he fell because he was idle. And so that idleness that he had allowed him to fall into sin. For King David, remember, at that time the kings went out with their army to go to war, but King David chose not to. And so therefore he placed himself in that temptation. And so just as I mentioned before about none of us should go seek it out or place us in the occasion of sin, we have the example of King David who did, and then we have the example of King David who fell because of that. And so it's an important lesson for us to see. Even though King David was anointed by God, we see obviously he received the graces of God for his duty of state. Yet because of his idleness, because of placing himself in that, he perished in that sin. And so a reminder to us, idleness is the workshop of the devil. Temptation will have a greater power over us when we find ourselves idle. When we don't fortify ourselves by prayer, by sacrifice, protecting ourselves, fortifying ourselves against that. So there you have the example of King David. I mean, obviously we know that King David then later on, he certainly was remorseful for his sin. We see that in the Psalms, the seven penitential Psalms. But it had God sent the prophet Nathan to him to get him to see that. Because again, he was blinded by his sin, being blinded in that. So yes, he later repented for his sin, wrote the seven penitential Psalms. But then an opposite example of that from sacred scripture again, we see with Joseph. Joseph of the diverse colors for his coat. So when he was presented with a temptation, he fought against it. He fled from it. He would not give in to it. And so Joseph, he relied upon the grace of God. He wanted to be pleasing to Almighty God, did not care about what would happen to him. He later on went to prison for it, even though he was innocent, prefiguring our Lord Jesus Christ, obviously. But you see how he reacted to that. Temptation was presented to him, and then he fled away from it. And a lot of times for us, that is the reminder to us of how we should treat some of the temptations that we undergo. That it's not prudent for us to stand and fight, that sometimes the best means for us is to flee, to run. And so we see with Joseph, that example that he gives to us. He fled, rejected it. And so again, going back to the idea, we must not seek after temptation, regardless of how holy or generous that we think we are, because very easily we will fall. St. Francis de Sales has said that our enemy is like a chained dog. If we do not approach it, it will do us no harm, even though it tries to frighten us by barking at us. But as soon as you approach toward it, well, yes, you have the likelihood of being, bit by the dog itself. And that's how we have to try to see how the devil is toward us. He tries to scare us. He tries to get us to fall, put us in these occasions of sin, make us to feel that we have no hope, that we have no ability to fight and to overcome these things. That's what he's trying to do to us. But again, if you view it as very clearly that the enemy is a chained dog, and as long as we keep our distance from that, nothing will happen to us. And that's what we must try to see and must try to understand about temptation, about what the devil tries to do to us, our enemy. He's roaming around seeking who he may devour, as we say at Compline each night. And so as long as we understand that, as long as we try to keep our distance from that, and we rely upon the graces of God, we should go unharmed. And so therefore, we also look at sacred scripture again to see how St. Paul, as we mentioned, he was a vessel of election. And we've seen many times before of how much that God had chosen St. Paul out of other men to be this apostle to the Gentiles. But yet we see from St. Paul that even with that, that St. Paul would then have to suffer from temptations. As he said, he was buffeted by a sting of the flesh by the devil. But even though he was this chosen one, this vessel of election, that even he would have to undergo temptations in his life. So going back, reminding us of the whole fact of that, that none of us will be free from temptation. We will all have to suffer it. We will all have to undergo it. So then how do we prepare ourselves for that? How do we prepare ourselves for that battle and that war? One, we must not rely upon our own strength. But as I said, we must fortify oneself. Fortify oneself by prayer and sacrifice. These pillars of Lent, prayer, penance, a good reminder to us of how we must try to prepare ourselves for this battle. But also we have an answer in sacred scripture. It says, "Oh, how happy you are, you who are armed with the truth of God, for it will serve you as a shield against the arrows of the enemy and make you victorious." So fortifying oneself with the truths of the faith, fortify oneself of understanding that Almighty God is there and the graces are there for us, to help us in that battle, especially as we go out into the world around us. We know how dangerous the world can be, and so therefore we must fortify oneself through prayer, through penance, through the truths of our faith. And most importantly, that yes, we have this true faith in God, this true trust in God. Because by that, God will give us the strength that we need. But just as our Lord warned us today in the gospel account when the devil tried tempting him, we cannot tempt God ourselves. So we can't place ourselves in these occasions of sin. We can't go seeking after them. Trust me, if you just stand back, the temptations will come. But therefore, you must fortify yourself. So as I say, take advantage of the pillars that were given in this time period of Lent. Especially as we start off in this Lenten period, we've now entered the first week. Think about what you've taken on in terms of your penances. What sacrifices have you done? Have you been faithful? Has it already been a weak attempt? Renew those sacrifices that you take on. As I mentioned to you before, it doesn't always have to be something that you give up. It can be something that you add on. Maybe trying to attend one more Mass during the week or coming to benediction, Stations of the Cross, as I mentioned to you. Spiritual reading, scripture reading, a meditation. Again, if you had that meditation book from Advent, the same priest wrote one for the preparation for Lent and then for preparation for Easter, through the time period of Lent and then also Easter. And it's a good help to us to try to think about these things coming from, he takes it from sacred scripture, he takes it from the liturgy itself. So these type things are a great help to us in trying to prepare for this great feast. And so that's why I say all of us know we will be tempted. We will have to undergo temptation. And so we know that. So therefore, fortify yourself now. And maybe even more so during this time period of Lent, because maybe we're weakened, because we're not eating as much. We don't have our same strength. We're tired. All the more so will the devil come out after us in trying to make us fall. And so that's why we have to be prudent in our penances. So yes, the devil will try to discourage us. Okay, maybe one of our penances we forget and we do that. You know, whether we eat something or we drink something that we wanted to give up. Well, don't allow yourself to be discouraged by that. Renew the spirit and move on. This is how we must try to take advantage of this holy time period for us. And so as I say, since we know we're going to be tempted, we must be ready for that battle. Arming ourselves with the truth of God, the prayers, the sacrifices that we can make, all of these things will help us. And as I say, looking at the figures through sacred scripture, we can see the fall of King David and what he did wrong. We can see the example of Joseph and what he did right. And then that reminder of St. Paul, this vessel of election, who asked God, "Can you take this away from me?" And the response was, "My grace is sufficient for thee." So God's grace is sufficient for every single one of us. We must pray for it. We must work with the graces of God. So I leave you with a quote that the Sacred Heart said to St. Margaret Mary. We maybe said it many times before, but it's a good reminder to us that the crown of glory will be given not to the beginners nor to the advanced in the spiritual life, but to those who persevere to the very end. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.